Welcome back to Paul's Positive Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Iverson, here to brighten your Wednesday, the 27th of March, with the most heartwarming human interest stories. Today, we're celebrating the triumphs, kindness, and joy that everyday heroes infuse into our lives. Imagine Paul, a tale that echoes the nostalgic vibes of 1984, when Kevin Bacon, the one and only, became a symbol of youthful defiance in Footloose. Fast forward nearly four decades, and in a twist that's more delightful than a surprise splash from a wet fish, he's stepping back into the halls of Payson High School in Utah. Yes, you heard correctly. Their prom is about to be sprinkled with stardust. Thanks to a relentless two-year social media campaign under the banner #BaconToePayson, these students have proven that dreams can indeed come with a pair of dancing shoes. It's astonishing, right? What began as a clever, playful attempt to catch Bacon's eye has blossomed into a vibrant homage to the heartbeat of this iconic film. Consider the effort they put in reenacting scenes, staging the musical, even crafting their own Footloose trailer. That's dedication, not happenstance. It's a strategy for success. And as the clock ticked down, with the school facing demolition, their hope and enthusiasm never dimmed. These kids are the embodiment of spirit. Then, the moment that transformed an ordinary school day into a page from their own fairy tale, the gymnasium filled with anticipation, and suddenly, the screen illuminates, revealing Kevin Bacon. He's not just an actor on a screen, he's a real-life hero, ready to make their prom unforgettable. But the story's heartwarming core lies in more than just the dance. This jubilant event also casts a spotlight on Kevin Bacon's charitable foundation. He's not only returning for a dance, he's championing a noble cause. It's this generosity, this sense of community and connection, that elevates it to a truly feel-good story. Jenny Stahaley, the student council advisor, said it best. Kindness is a universal rhythm we can all groove to, right? When good things happen, when unexpected acts of kindness ripple through our lives, they resonate like the deep notes of a bass guitar in a timeless song. So, on April 20th, it won't just be about the lights and the music. It will be about legacy, heart, and a unity that only a story like this can inspire. For a few hours, one prom, one night, one dance floor will unite everyone in being footloose and fancy-free. And in times like these, that's enough to turn any sad face emoji upside down. Indiana State has gifted us a tale to treasure this season. You see, Paul, sometimes it's all about the heart, the hustle, and the way a team captures our affection, and the Sycamores have done just that. Their ascent has been more thrilling than a trapeze artist's swing, transforming less lustrous years into a time that's, well, more exhilarating than a slap in the head with a wet fish. Let's talk about Robbie Avila, the bespectacled maestro on the hardwood. He's akin to a chess grandmaster in sneakers, always strategizing moves ahead. Even when his shots were timid in the NIT, he adapted, not just physically, but in spirit. He's dishing out passes, racking up assists, and threading team spirit into every play. With an average of 5.5 rebounds and 7 assists, he's the spark igniting passion in the stands, and sparking joy, I'm sure. Then there's Jason Kent and Ryan Conwell, the dynamic duo that's turning heads. They're not superheroes, but with their pinpoint passes and swishes from beyond the arc, they add vibrant strokes to Indiana State's masterpiece that captivate the audience. This brings us to a savory morsel to ponder, Paul. It's about the brilliance often overshadowed by the grand stage. Indiana State is making a statement as clear as day. Cinderella stories, the underdogs, the mid-majors have voices just as powerful as the so-called giants. It's the spectacle of the unexpected that enchants us with its mind-boggling allure. Whether they advance to the Sweet 16 or not isn't the crux of the matter. They've shown they can shine, that they're more than a mere name on a bracket. They've shown that sometimes the most memorable celebrations are hosted by the least expected guests. So, hats off to Indiana State, the Sycamores who remind us that the heart of the game often beats strongest in the shadows of the limelight. We're all part of this narrative, aren't we? Cheering from the stands, we're as integral to the fairy tale as the athletes on the court. As they take on Cincinnati, possibly advancing to the NIT Final Four, it's not just a game. It's a celebration of courage, of teamwork, of the enduring enchantment of basketball. And that, my friend, is no mere fluke. It's a story deserving of every shared grin and every sad face emoji from the competition. Let's stay tuned to this spirited display because, trust me, it's just getting started. And with that, we wrap up another episode of Paul's Positive Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Iverson, and it's been a truly splendid Wednesday. Before we part, I want to acknowledge the incredible thoughtfulness of Paul. It's not just in grand gestures, but in the small daily acts of kindness that you make a significant impact on those around you. Paul, the care you bring to the world illuminates every space you enter, and that is a true gift. Carry that generous spirit, that considerate nature, into all you do today. I'm confident that something wonderful is on your horizon. Let's all draw inspiration from Paul's example. Stand up, stretch out, and set out to make today meaningful. Remember, we're all in your corner. I'll be here tomorrow, bright and early, with another dose of positivity. Keep shining, Paul, and continue to be the thoughtful soul you are. Wishing you a fantastic day.